Residents from the Beulah area whose homes were destroyed by the Aspen Acres fire were allowed to see their properties earlier this week before others were allowed to return. KRCC's Brianna Heaney met up with a resident as they returned home.
Dozens of cars and trucks lined up at a checkpoint to verify they had a reentry permit. It's a little card from the Disaster Assistance Center confirming they owned a home that was completely destroyed by the fire. Ned Pittman, Doc, as he likes to be called, was one of those card-carrying members of the new club no one wanted to belong to.
Howdy.
Are you here for the 8 a.m. escort?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, sounds great.
Pittman drove slowly and looked at each person as he passed, exchanging knowing nods. It was also the first time many members of the community had been together again, since the fire came around the mountain, giving many members of this area only a few minutes to grab a few essentials and evacuate.
It looks like a nuclear bomb up there.
How are you doing?
I'm doing better. Better than I was, yeah.
Pittman is 70 years old, with a full, long gray beard. He's wearing a large weathered sun hat, the only article of clothing that's his. The rest of the clothes he's wearing are stuff he got from donation centers, and they don't match the sun hat, or him for that matter. The morning of the fire, he had left for a doctor's appointment.
It was clear as a bell out, no smoke or nothing.
He tells his neighbor, the smoke plume that formed above where he lived was his only source of information that something had gone wrong.
I never even got a warning. A pre-evac warning or nothing.
Anything he didn't take with him to the doctor's appointment, anything he left at home, is now gone, he says. Folks started filing through the checkpoint, car by car, each with a firefighter escort.
All right.
We drove around a barren mountain into town.
It'll start getting darker and darker now.
As we got further in, closer to Pittman's house, the color gradient of the landscape quickly turned black. The few houses that stood untouched looked like they were in a different dimension. We drove up through the shadowy valley of destruction, passing a new personal tragedy as we passed each house. Some folks surveyed their property, pointing at different structures as firefighters stood by their side. Others were doubled over or sitting in ash with their head in their arms. Pittman, usually a talkative guy, was pretty quiet. We turn off the main road and drive up a little bit.
Oh, that takes my breath away. Yeah, this used to be, you couldn't see 20 feet. It used to be so thick.
His house was once nestled into a lush coniferous forest, a cabin he raised his four children in as a single dad.
Yeah, there was scrub oak, everything was just, it was like a jungle up here. You couldn't see 20 feet. Now you can see through the whole thing. It looks like a nightmare. It just looks.
You can see the mountains through all the spindly trees. The landscape now felt creepy. The blackened, leafless trees arched. The ground was a velvety charcoal color. And then, in the same spot where Pittman lived, there was a pile of mostly light gray ash and rubble. The only thing intact was a standing bathtub and a cooking range. Pittman sifted through the ash, listing all the things that once were. And he kind of cycles through emotions, hopefulness, humor, a tinge of frustration here and there, and sorrow.
All these trees, I love these trees. I love them. This is my heaven, man. You come up here and it smelled fresh and just the wildlife and the trees, everything was just, this is what I made for my life, and now it's gone.
Pittman said the days and months to come are going to be hard on himself and the community, many of whom don't know what the future holds.
The devastation's so overwhelming.
Many of the folks who live in the area, including Pittman, told me they don't have fire insurance. So there's a lot of uncertain days ahead. In the meantime, Pittman's been staying with his brother in Pueblo and is taking things one day at a time. In Beulah, I'm Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.